So I am very passionate about EdTech. It's something that's been a real big passion of mine since I started in education. And so I do, in our district, our technology department has badges that teachers can earn. And so, like, since that started, I had all the badges in the district. And so I feel like that's important for my teachers to know about me. I put it in my email signature when I do my newsletter each month. I make sure to include that so that they know that they have somebody that they can come to ask for help.
Hello, friends, and welcome to season 5 of the Future Ready Librarian podcast series, Leading from the Library. This is a podcast for all librarians, wherever you are in your journey. It is filled with amazing guests, important topics, and engaging conversations that will inspire, engage, and support all of us as Future Ready Librarians. I am your host, Shannon McClintock-Miller. I am the District Teacher Librarian at Van Meter Community School in Van Meter, Iowa, and I serve as the Future Ready Librarian spokesperson. I have the pleasure of working within my library and school community and also with others around the country and world through Future Ready Librarian events, conferences, consulting, writing, and more. I'm honored to bring these voices and the work of others to our podcast and to all of you. And today, I am so excited to welcome the amazing librarian and my friend, Amanda Hunt. And we are going to talk today about what it means to be a next gen librarian. So first, I just want to have Amanda introduce herself and tell us about what you've been up to. It's the back to school time.
Definitely. This is literally day 2 for me. So had kids in the library for the first time today. So it was very exciting to see all their faces and them running around looking at books. That's my favorite thing. So yes, my name is Amanda Hunt. I also go by the Next Gen Librarian on social media. I am a 6th through 8th middle school librarian in South Central Texas. I am the chair of the Maverick Graphic Novel Reading List Committee for TLA. I'm also the chair of Tassel Talks editorial board, where we write blogs every other week about things happening with school librarians. And I'm also the Tassel counselor for the executive board that was just got voted in this year. So lots of things happening in the TLA world, but also on my campus as we start a brand new school year with excited kids and hopefully a more normal year.
Yes, I hope so too. It's like I'm ready for that. And I know that our listeners, they've probably heard about all the amazing things that librarians do in Texas. And TLA is absolutely one of the best resources that we have, not only in Texas, but throughout the country. And you guys do amazing work and always one of my favorite conferences. But the things that you support and promote and just all of the great things that you offer to librarians around the country are just so great.
Yeah, we're in great company. And honestly, the first time I ever saw you was at TLA and you were doing a session on the best apps for that year. And so that's when I started being like a little obsessed with Shannon McClintock-Miller. So this is just like a dream come true.
Aw, you're so sweet. Well, it's a dream of mine too. So I've been looking for this all day. So thank you so much. But I am so excited just to talk to you when we think about, especially as we go back to school and you're a middle school librarian and gosh, you have such an impact, right? Especially in middle school on those students. And so what do you do to kick off the year? Like when you think about the things that are most important right now?
So I, you know, every year I always try to go back and look at my plans as well as like my library orientation to see what do I need to do different? You know, everything changed after COVID and we had to kind of, you know, throw the playbook out the window and start fresh. And, you know, what do my kids need right now? And in doing so this year, I did a lot of reflection this summer because I had a lot of students last year that were struggling with their social emotional skills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not quite sure, is that an, you know, effect from COVID? Is it an effect from, you know, a lot of screen time or social media, all those kinds of things. So I'm sure it's a mix of all of that. But that was definitely something that has been on the forefront of my mind this summer. And it's definitely something I'm trying to learn as much about as I can. I also realize I'm not a counselor, you know? So it's, but y'all know, if you work in education, you wear a lot of hats, right? And I do have a lot of students that like to come and talk to me in the library. And middle school is, well, hopefully everyone remembers their middle school years. lots of hormones, right? And so that was definitely a big thing for me this year when I was thinking about the lessons that I want to do. And then also, I feel like my campus in particular needs to do a better job with information literacy. And so I am doing Jennifer Lagarde's book study right now on developing digital detectives, because I feel like that's something, especially with everything happening in the news and what's true, what's not true, that our students really need help with that as well.
Yeah, that is great. I think about that a lot too, right? Like how we can support them. There's so many different things, and our teachers, because right. Teachers need our knowledge and also our support with those topics too. And so we have to be like there for them as well when they're talking about all these things. It's a lot. What about, Absolutely. So how do you connect with your kids using one thing that we've been talking about at Van Meter is starting a TikTok. And so how do you connect with like your readers or your, even, you know, your teachers or everybody like using social media?
So I feel like as adults and as students, we are in different places in social media. I know a lot of people older than me or my age are Facebook people. I was too for a long time, like in my personal life, not so much now, but the pandemic really had me focusing when we were all stuck at home. It's how can I connect with my students beyond the walls of our school and obviously into their homes, right? And so that's when I started getting involved in TikTok. And I had already started kind of dabbling a little bit before that. We had done a TikTok dance challenge at the pep rally in February 2020 before everything went crazy. And so I was already familiar with it. But it, for me, then it became, how can I take what we're doing in the library? How can I take book recommendations and everything that the library is and make it TikTok, right? And so it's like what I'm, so you have to be on there, right? You have to be out there looking on your FYP and watching different educators, different content creators, and seeing what's popular, what is trending, what are the kids dancing to, what are they listening to, what sounds are going viral. And then I take that content and I make it into the library, right? And so I started getting a lot of students when we came back in person coming up to me, like my sixth graders, like we all had masks on, but they all knew exactly who I was. Like they were like, oh, we follow you on TikTok. So it, bam, it created that relationship with these kids before I even ever met them. And so for me, that was such a huge like draw. And you know, TikTok does get a bad rap. You know, there's a lot of negativity surrounding that app. But for me, the way the algorithm has been configured is that it populates all the people that I want to see, all the educators, all the public librarians, the school librarians, all of those kinds of people that I want to see their stuff. That's who I see. And so I really feel like I've gotten more lesson ideas, more book recommendations and everything through that app. When it comes to connecting with teachers or other librarians, Instagram is definitely something that I have put a lot of myself into. During the pandemic, I also decided to brand myself, which is, I think, important when you're trying to have people find you on social media. A lot of times when you have different handles in different places, it can get confusing. So I did that for Twitter and all and Snapchat and all the other different platforms that I use so that I'm able to be found in all these different places. And so for me, Instagram is my teachergram. It's my bookstagram. It's where I do book recommendations and all of those things. And I get, again, so many ideas from educators there as well. So.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm still afraid of TikTok, but that is one of my goals. I'm gonna follow you too. Where can people find you on Instagram and on
TikTok? It is at the Next Gen Librarian.
Yeah. And it's such good advice to have the same like handle, and really you do have to brand yourself, because if you want people to come to the library and you want to like hook these kids into being able to, you know, not only see maybe what's happening in the library, but if they want to see a book review that you did, or they want to see some cool tech tool like that, that's a really great thing. And all of us too, right?
Yes, absolutely.
In the library world, we are so connected, which is amazing. Yes. I love that. I know. One thing that I also think of when it comes to TikTok is just that, like book reviews. Like, do you do things too that are in person in your library? Like, how do you get your kids like engaged in that reading community that you're building?
So I do like, kind of like how you said is how I can share stuff, on the, Apple TV that just kind of has like a rolling, you know, feed. I have a lot of my, Canva created, book recommendations. I do mood reader posts. So, what are you in the mood to read right now? And so if it's like, I really want to read a book that makes me cry, or I want to read, you know, so right now on our TV is, books that are about back to school. So I have those kind of on a revolving screen, but they are the images that I use on my Instagram. And so I do middle grade, I do young adult, you know, so that it hits both kinds of readers in my library. I also have QR codes around the library for the different book recommendation videos that I have done on Snapchat, that I have done on Instagram Reels, and that I have done on TikTok. And so one fun way I use Snapchat, which makes it different, because I was like, if I'm going to get on this one, why? Like, what? Why am I going to add Snapchat to all these other platforms that I already use? So for me, it was the filters, because my students are on Snapchat. So their lingo, like getting their streaks and all of the things that they talk about when it comes to Snapchat, I was like, you know, what can be my mark here? What can I do different? And so I do 6-word book recommendations on there. So I take, you know, the 6 words, I talk about the book, and generally whatever book I'm talking about, I find the filter for. So if I did one from Cass Morgan and Daniel Page's The Raven, it's about witches. And so I found the filter that makes me look like a witch. And so I did the little 6-word book talk. And then I have that on a QR code in front of that book in the library. And so it's just a different way. My district is a 1-to-1 iPad district. So they always have their iPads with them. So for us, it makes sense to utilize technology in that way.
I was going to ask that, do they use their own device, or do they use the devices that your school provides? So
yes, they love the iPads.
I love that idea though. Like having a QR code that they can scan, and I'm sure that they love to see like what you're going to put up next.
They're definitely, they call me, I make a lot of cringe content, right? Because nothing that we do at this age is cool. So I'm like, I live to be embarrassed. Like, that's fine. Y'all are reading.
My son, who's a senior, Hagen, says that to me, Mom. It is so cringe. Like,
yes.
Okay. Okay. But that's good. That's a good thing. I love it. How about when you're collaborating with teachers, and when it comes to being a next gen librarian, like the technology, what's your role at your school, in ed tech, in the ed tech world?
So I am very passionate about ed tech. It's something that's been a real big passion of mine since I started in education. And so I do, in our district, our technology department has badges that teachers can earn. And so like since that started, I had all the badges in the district. And so I feel like that's important for my teachers to know about me. I put it in my email signature when I do my newsletter each month. I make sure to include that so that they know that they have somebody that they can come to ask for help. For a long time, we have not had a technologist on our campus. If there's an issue or something they want to be trained about, they have to email someone, set up a time, all that kind of thing. And sometimes that just doesn't come to fruition in time for them to do the lesson. So I want to make sure that my teachers know, one, I'm not there just for my ELA department, as much as I love them. I'm here for everyone. And so how can I take, you know, the app Moat, for example, and how can I integrate it into any kind of content area? And so I'll do little how-to videos and I'll put them in my newsletter. We do potty PD, and it's the little, you know, printouts you can put in the bathroom that have QR codes and so that they can learn that. And I just try to do tech tips once a month so that they hear something new. Here's an app I just got trained on or I just got certified with. If you want to know more, you know, find me. I really would love to institute like a lunch and learn situation. It's just the way, you know, our lunches can be kind of difficult, but that is my planning time. So I've always wanted to make that something that I can offer to teachers. Right now it's been after school, like during our faculty meetings or things like that.
Oh, that's awesome. I love potty PD. We do that too. It's so fun. And it's like that little, like, you know, a little tip that you can give them, but yeah, they're lucky to have you in all those ways. Cause especially now that we're, you know, most schools are one-to-one, you know, we can all be one-to-one, but how we use it and how we utilize not only the technology, but your skills are so important. So I love that. So Amanda, as we like think about and our listeners think about like themselves as, you know, librarians and next gen librarian and all the great things that you do. And as we start back the school year, what would be like your thoughts and just like some advice about around the future of libraries? Like, what do you think and where do you think that people can, I don't know, not only get the most impact this year, but how can we also, you know, just look forward and think about some of those things too?
So with the, you know, future, you know, Ready Librarian, which is like, you know, a hashtag that always stays in my mind. I love this podcast. I love this concept that we're always looking ahead because I feel like, you know, a lot of times librarians get a bad stereotype, right? How many times have we heard, oh, I'd love to just get to sit and read all day, you know? And it's like, where's that job? I'll take that one, you know? But yeah, that's not what it is. And so I feel like one of my degrees for my undergraduate is public relations. So I feel like for me, and I think Amanda Jones says this all the time. It's not, you know, it's not bragging, it's advocacy, right? And so I'm always trying to, you know, let my teachers and, you know, the world through social media know what I can do and what I bring to the table. And I also feel like school librarians need to start here and go here. So the first place that I need to see where I can make a difference is on my campus. And so having those conversations, going to the meetings with the departments, you know, meeting with your principal, talking with your counselors, where can I be best utilized on our campus, and bringing in your specific talent. I know that not everyone wants to do TikTok dances, like in front of, you know, some people are like, oh my gosh, I could never. And I'm like, I totally get that. But like, that's like, I was on dance team in high school. So like, that's something that I love to do. What do you love to do that you can take and you can bring to your library, to your students, to your teachers, to your parents? And so I feel like first, we need to make sure that we are doing the best we can for our campus and our students there. I know that looking forward, librarianship, I think, has never been under attack quite as much as it is right now with the book banning and all of that stuff that's going on. So again, looking at your collection, looking at your policy, what your board policy is, and being ready for anything that could possibly, you know, come your way is also important too. And then once you have like all of these things in place and you feel like you are helping the best you can, then I feel like, how can I help other librarians? How can I connect with other teachers and get lessons and ideas to be even better? I feel like librarians and teachers alike, we're always growing. We're always trying to learn. And so as long as we never stop doing that, I feel like we're always going to be moving in the right direction. So, you know, the more we can connect with other people, you know, my PLN is just absolutely phenomenal and I could not do this job without them. So I feel like, cause I mean, librarianship can be so lonely sometimes if you're the only person on that campus. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to connect with other people, I was just texting a brand new librarian right now, who was struggling with feeling like they're in over their heads. And I'm like, okay, you know, we need to take one thing at a time. And, you know, and I feel like that's what I've been doing for the last 15 years or so in the library world, is taking, you know, one thing at a time and getting to know all of these things really well and hopefully doing them well. And then I'm learning more from all of those around me. So I just can't wait to do even more. So
that is such great advice. You're rocking it, girl. You're doing it.
Thank you.
Well, and this will be so nice for people just to, I love like listening to podcasts too, because I sometimes listen to like the same one, like three times, and you get a little, like one little thing that you do, just like you said, and then you might listen again and think like, okay, what did Amanda say? And one more thing. So remember that, listeners, that's always a great thing to do too, when we're thinking about all these amazing things that, you know, it's a story of, you've been a librarian for 15 years. I've been a librarian now for 16 years. And it is a story of things that we can't do everything at once. And so right. I appreciate everything that you shared.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I just think that it will be something, it will be a great year. And we can't wait to watch all of your next TikToks, girl. Awesome. I love it. I love it. And we will include things that if there's anything, Amanda, that you want to share, that's even like a resource, you mentioned like mood reader post and QR codes. If there's anything like that, that you want to share, we can include that okay. in the speaker notes, but we'll also put your information as well. So then our listeners can reach out to you.
Awesome.
And follow all the great things you
please do. Yes. I love connecting with other librarians and getting ideas from them, and just like, we're all in this together. So
I love it too. Well, thank you so much, Amanda, for joining me today. We appreciate everything that you shared. And like I said, you'll be able to find her information attached to this podcast, along with the resources and a certificate of professional development that you can download and fill out. As always, thank you to all of our listeners for joining us for this episode of the Future Ready Librarian Podcast Series, Leading from the Library. And a very special thank you to our sponsors, Follett. You make a difference in our libraries, schools, and within our lives, and that of our students every day. We appreciate everything that you do. Please send any questions if you want to do a podcast too. If you have an idea and would like to be a guest, send them to me at shannonmcclintockmiller@gmail.com or tag me on Instagram or Twitter at Shannon M. Miller, and we will connect and talk about that possibility, because I would love to have so many more guests this year. It's just been so great. I hope you can take what you learned in today's podcast and put it to use within your practice as a future ready librarian. Until next time, friends, keep finding ways to lead within and from your library.